Of all the days to visit the United States Capitol, the first day of Congress may be the best. Nearly all the members are on hand. Some bring their families to that vast, ornate building with its murals on the ceilings and statues in the halls.
On today's first day of Congress, the House will go through the formal ritual of electing a speaker. It is mostly just a formality. Republicans have already chosen John Boehner in a private meeting.
But beneath the ritual lies some tension. The vote reveals a regional split in the GOP. NPR's Juana Summers reports.
The modern Republican Party is rooted in the South, but if you look at Congress, or at least its leaders, there's little evidence of that. When the new Congress begins its session, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell will lead Senate Republicans. But across the Capitol, it's not a Southerner that wields the gavel. It's Ohio Republican John Boehner, whose brand of conservatism is in many ways different from the bulk of House Republicans. Jack Pitney, a professor at Claremont McKenna College in California, explains why that matters.
Republicans had their base of support in the Midwest and the West. Now the center of gravity of the party has shifted to the South. I think in the future you're going to see more and more members of the extended leadership coming from the South.
But for the moment, the party grounded in the South isn't led by members from culturally Southern states, where sweet tea is the drink of choice, social conservatives rule the roost, and Democratic presidential nominees don't stand a chance. Here's Pitney again.
Rank and file includes a large number of members from the South who have very socially conservative constituencies. Speaker Boehner, on the other hand, is much more of a traditional Republican. He comes from the old-fashioned Republican heartland of Ohio. He's broadly conservative, but I don't think anybody would characterize him as ideological.
House Republicans now have the biggest majority in more than 80 years. Boehner's expanded rank and file now includes members from some of the bluest states in the country. But lawmakers from the South are still a sizable voting bloc. Members from four states alone, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, and Georgia, make up a quarter of the Republican majority. But for all the Southern GOP members, there's just one in leadership. And that's what makes the recent controversy surrounding Steve Scalise, the third-ranking Republican, all the more awkward. His candidacy to become majority whip got a boost from Southern lawmakers who seemed to want one of their own in the leadership ranks. But in 6 months on the job, he found himself having to apologize for a speech he made more than a decade ago to a white supremacist group with ties to former KKK leader David Duke. Boehner came out in full support of Scalise. Two conservative Southerners, Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida and Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas, each have said they'll challenge Boehner. Here's why Gohmert told Fox News he decided to run.
The numbers are 25% to 33% are ready to abandon the Republican Party. They're so fed up that we're not fighting for what we said. And if we don't show them that, it's going to devastate this country. We could have another Democratic president in 2016.
Neither is likely to win. Boehner has a firmer grip on the job, and he's coming in on the heels of a historic election win. But no one knows more about the ebb and flow of politics than Boehner. In his early years, Boehner was a conservative reformer himself. He won a spot in leadership in 1994, but then fell out of favor. Then he made an unlikely comeback. David Cohen is a political scientist at the University of Akron.
John Boehner's very much a political survivor. You might recall that he was in leadership once, and then he was kicked out, and then he was able to wrangle his way back into leadership and then eventually become Speaker of the House. He does what he needs to do to gain power and keep it, and he'll do what he needs to do to remain as Speaker of the House.
And after he secures his reelection as Speaker, then he can get down to the business of governing. Juana Summers, NPR News, Washington.